Here with more on how investors are digesting it, let's bring in our Yahoo Finance's Jared Blickery. It's been a volatile day, Jared, and investors really trying to take it all in.
Well, we talk about volatility in the markets and especially in the bond market, but nothing compares to what's going on in the Russian markets right now. This is a ruble versus the U.S. dollar. It's actually the U.S. dollar versus a ruble. So when it spikes up like this, means that the U.S. dollar is getting stronger, the ruble is getting weaker. And did it get weaker today? U.S. dollar gained 24%, almost 25% against that currency. And that's coming as the central bank there doubled their short-term interest rate to 20%. Now, imagine, we're in the United States here. We're talking about maybe 50 basis points in March. Is that going to scare off investors? They raised it by 10 percentage points. That's 1,000 basis points. So pretty incredible just to contemplate what they're doing there. And we can see all of these futures markets really in the green here. We're going to take a deeper dive into the commodities markets in about 30 minutes. But for now, wheat up over 8%, corn up over 5%. And then some of these cybersecurity names really heating up as well. HAC, that's an ETF, ETFMG Prime Cybersecurity Team ETF. You can see that's up over 6% over the last 5 days. And you can really see what's happening on a one-month trailing basis. And this decline in here, this was largely in line with a decline that happened overall in all the markets, and then just really beefing up its stock price here on those cybersecurity concerns. And then what's in the red here? Well, we got the Russian market. That's the RSX. That's an ETF. That's down 30% today alone. And over the trailing month, shaved off half of its value, guys.
Ooh, talking about shaving off value, the electric vehicle startup Lordstown Motors, haven't talked about them in a while, Jared, but I guess they have some pretty paltry numbers out in terms of expectations for how many vehicles they're going to produce, and also that Foxconn deal, the CEO warning about that as well.
That's right. This was a $50 million deal that they got Lordstown stock from. And let me just pull this up here. Now, the stock, because this is on an equal weighted basis, couldn't find it down there because the market cap has shrunk so much. But here we go. Ride down 23% in last place on the chart. And you can see over the last month, did have some gains, gave all of those back. And I just want to bring everybody up to speed on some of those details. Now, Lordstown had intended to begin production in the third quarter. They want to raise about $250 million to execute their new plan. And this is said by the executives on Monday as they reported their fourth quarter results. And those results are in focus, but really about this deal. The automaker plans to make 500 Endurance plug-in pickup trucks this year, but that's only if its agreement with Foxconn is carried out, and as many as 2,500 vehicles next year. But kind of in flux right now, and over a one-year basis, a lot of these EV stocks popped, and they topped out in January, February of last year. That means the comps are getting increasingly difficult. You can see it's down 87% over that time frame. But a lot of other EV stocks popping today. We see Lucid Motors up 5%, Fuel Cell up 10%. This one's catching my eye. It's up 147%. Mullen Automotive, guys.